Hi, I'm Charlotte, and welcome to Married, Single, Divorced. I'm here with my besties.
Hi, I'm Larissa, and I'm married.
And I'm Fern, happily divorced.
And by elimination, that makes me your single girl. We're bringing the group chat online and showing you behind the scenes of our very different lives.
We're confessing intimate thoughts, making jokes at our own expense, and proving life isn't all glossy Instagram feeds.
Our goal? To show the messy, funny, unfiltered side of marriage, motherhood, dating, and everything in between.
Coming up this week.
Was it being lost?
Yeah, feeling lost.
Feeling lost. Yeah, one day I'm going to get beaten up for doing stuff like that.
Like I was always looking for it. Maybe not actively seeking it, as in like I wasn't doing anything to get towards it.
I was scrolling and I was hoping.
What's it for? It was like C-suite. I was like, oh, cool. Is that like Microsoft Office? He's like,
hi, guys.
Hello.
I don't even know what week this is.
We don't know anymore. I don't think we declare it.
I don't think we need to know.
14?
Sure.
Yeah. Let's roll with it.
We're here again. Don't know
back
what week.
Back again.
How's everyone been?
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. It's getting close to Christmas and I'm ready to not be working for a little bit. But other than that, I wouldn't even say good. I can't say good. But
no, but.
Yes.
The body listens to what we tell it. So we're faking it till we make it. And everything
great.
Is good.
Sorry. I'm great.
Everyone's 100%.
Yeah.
Talking of, I was reading something on the old TikTok/Instagram.
Reading
about positive talk to yourself and how important it is, but we can swing back around.
I've been doing a lot of reading on this as well.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. Anyway, what have we been up to this week? Little catch up.
I'm happy to start.
Go on, Charlotte.
It was my grandma's 94th birthday the other day.
Wow.
So we had a little bit of a get together for that. And by get together, we go to my grandma's house. We have a sandwich, we have a cake, we catch up and we go home. But it's really nice because I see my cousin that I see once a year from my grandma's birthday.
Just every year at grandma's birthday.
Yeah, and sometimes I think I'd like to see her more, but I'm full. My capacity is full at the moment. Like, yeah. I don't have space to put
And that's
that
a
in.
Nice catch up. I know we were talking about sometimes you see family once a year for a reason. It doesn't have to be. It can just be that you live different lives. You live a bit further away.
Yeah.
And actually, this is just the reason to get together, and it's nice.
Yeah, and it's nice. And I saw my uncle and my aunt. And it was just a nice little get-together.
Proper little shindig.
Yeah, and sometimes I can't believe she's 94.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember her from school.
Oh, like, everyone remembers my grandma. She was not.
How tall is she? I just remember. Tiny.
Oh, yeah, she's not 5 foot. She must be like 4'10" now.
Full Irish accent. Just.
It's so funny you say that, because I don't think of her to have an Irish accent because she's my grandma. Yeah. But I met this lady at work the other day and I'm chatting away to her. And I was like, oh, so where in Ireland are you from? And she was telling me Dublin. She's like, but I've lived here for 60 years. And I was like, this is what people must be talking about with my grandma. Like,
yeah.
But
it's not just a little faint. It's like a full on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never hear it. But
oh, so cute.
Yeah,
no.
94.
And she said the most, like, hilariously scandalous things.
Oh, yeah.
We were little.
She loved to shock.
Oh, yeah.
I think didn't she catch us watching, like, American Pie once or something? We were having a sleepover at Charlotte's and she came in. She's like, oh, you'll all be doing it soon enough anyway. Yeah. And now we're all like,
yeah, that would be
the 11-year-old's like, what?
Oh, funny. Yeah.
But,
yeah, it was really nice.
What a wholesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
So small, but it was nice.
Oh, I'll go a little less wholesome.
Go on then, Fern.
We got our piercings, didn't we?
Yeah.
No, you didn't, Charlotte. Don't lie. And mine got infected.
Piercing.
It started on Saturday night and it was just like a bit sore, a bit throbby. I could feel it, but I thought maybe I just caught it. That's fine. Sunday, my youngest daughter, like, properly cleaned it with, like, a cotton bud. She was like, there's a bit of stuff on it. I was like, yeah, that should probably come off. So that came off. Didn't sleep Sunday night. Literally, like, the throbbing pain.
Oh, no.
Barely sleep. Monday night, I went to the pharmacy because someone at work scared me and told me I'd get, like, an infection in my brain because it'd go through my cartilage and it'd go in my brain. So I was like, oh, my God. The shove you needed.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. Went to the pharmacist and she was like, ooh. And I was like, anything you can do? Because I thought they might be able to just prescribe you some antibiotics on the spot. She didn't offer that. She was like, yeah. Is it spreading? I was like, well, it was just red at the top and it's now red down to like the lobe. She was like, mm. And I just went to, I was like, do I go to the GP? She was like, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Luckily, next morning, I just sent a little picture. Well, she took a picture for me, actually, the pharmacist. She went, oh, have you got any pictures? Come here, I'll take it for you. It's all like yellow and crusty on the back. Horrible.
We've seen it.
Yeah, mm. I did send it to you guys. Actually, funnily, I was talking to the woman behind the counter who's not the pharmacist, you know, just the one that like does the till and everything. She'd said maybe some wound spray, and then she obviously went and talked to the pharmacist, told her, and the pharmacist said she'd come and see the person with the infected ear. I was stood there with my kids, and she came through the door and looked at my kids. I was like, no, it's me.
Oh, the like, mum, the oh, responsible
yeah,
mum.
She was like, oh. I was like, I know, but... Yeah, so...
It was for
I'm
the
on
part.
Antibiotics. Doctor just sent them straight through from a picture. Didn't have to go in, which Amazing. Was good. Yeah. And I've been doing proper, like, making my own, like, boiling water, salt, giving it a proper bath.
It looks
and it's
fine.
So much better now. Yeah. I don't think I've got an infection in my brain anymore.
I've had that one pierce a couple of times and I've always ended up taking it out because it just got infected.
Have you got one now?
No. It will have closed up. It was nope. years ago.
Oh, yeah, no.
Had it done when I was travelling.
Oh, it's a traveller's piercing.
So...
I can't say it's because you were travelling and dirty, like mine got infected.
No, it was your hair just gets yeah. trapped around it, no matter what you'd seem to do. But beauty.
I've actually realised I don't know how to take this piercing out. As in, it's got that flat back, and I don't know if it's a pull or a twist. So I like Googled how do you get like a flat back earring off. It was like, oh, it'll either be a pull or a twist. And showing it's like hot and red. I was like, I don't want to play with it and like not know what I'm doing. And then it said, don't take the piercing out like on the internet because it'll trap the infection in. So, I've survived. Mm. It's looking all
lovely again.
It does look clean.
I know, it's a pretty earring.
That's pretty.
Shame to waste it.
Actually, I was doing my Christmas shopping and I've just bought myself some new earrings. Oh, and I'll get the girls nice. To wrap it for me.
Nice.
I do it all the time.
Nice. I just did buy my Christmas present as well.
Yeah.
Here you
Got
go.
To.
I'm not going to wrap it. Just a present from me to me.
Oh, no, I'm getting the girls to wrap it and then I'll open it and be like, oh, thanks, everybody. It'll make them feel nice that they got me yeah. something.
Nice.
Anyway, what have you been up to, Larissa?
It's been a house drama week.
Ooh, oh, the new house.
The renovation.
The renovation.
Go on.
The house has no hat. It has no roof.
The house has no hat.
It literally just looks like a sad shell.
I mean, you did send a picture. Maybe we could post the picture for our viewers because it is a sight.
Yeah.
It's like the picture, it's just the stairs.
Yeah.
With all like the fluff from the roof.
Yeah.
And the sky.
And the sky.
Beautiful skyline.
Oh my God. I mean, literally.
Imagine did you know the whole roof was coming off?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
No. I knew that it had to come off. We knew that. But we were told that it would be kind of more of a seamless roof comes off, trusses arrive, roof goes back on. But it would appear that there was a delay with, you know, as always is with these things. So the roof, I think, came off on a Thursday and it hasn't been put back on. We were a week in and we've had like two storms.
I was going to say, all my bins were blown over outside. Like there's yeah. flooding under the local bridge around here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was really bad, the storm and the wind and the rain recently. Yeah. So have you been inside?
He said, don't go inside because it's not safe. But that's probably because there's a pissing water feature in the middle of the...
I was going to say, I was like, it's not like it's got good drainage in there.
No. So we're just rolling with it. We've got to the point, we're near Christmas. We're obviously not living in it anytime soon.
But is there going to be a roof before Christmas?
I mean, this is one of the questions I
asked. Because if they're all taking, you know, their 2 weeks after Christmas.
Oh, we know.
With the skylight just open.
The question was, will we be watertight by Christmas? Which was met with silence. So I've got to catch up tomorrow and we'll see. But yeah, it's just, you know, I don't think I have the mental capacity for it right now. I'm just...
It's just what it is and it's going on over there and it needs to stay at a distance.
Yeah, you know when you're just like... Oh,
can't
I think
be that involved.
This will partially lead into our episode. There's just too much going on and I can't keep adding and adding and adding and I'm just like, oh, sweet Jesus, I can't.
And it's not like you can actually put a roof on it.
So. Can't do anything about it.
So I'm with your scaffolding and your hard hat.
Although I did want to start, like, knocking things. You know, like a raised roof.
It's really hard. Apparently it's really hard to, like, knock down a wall.
Yeah, yeah.
I can imagine.
Like, you know, they make it look really easy sometimes.
But don't they have those rooms where you can go and, like, smash rage stuff room. Up?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, they do. So we'll see. Well, there you go.
Welcome back to the episode, everyone. I feel like I'm on the radio. Coming up next.
Oh, yeah.
So, what are we going to talk about this week?
I think we touched on it last episode. Was it being lost?
Yeah, feeling lost.
Feeling lost.
And I think it then took a sway, didn't it, that episode, maybe away from that, but maybe want to bring it back and actually just dedicate this episode to being lost.
I think it's a conversation we have outside of the podcast a lot, the three of us. Even with our other friends, I feel.
Yeah.
I know with one of my friends, I talk about the ebb and flow of life, where you feel like sometimes like you really got it going on and sometimes you're really ebbing. I feel like I'm in constant ebb at the moment.
Is that the bad one then?
Yeah, well, I think of it like the tide, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Ebb back. I don't know. But yeah, it's something we all experience.
Mm. I would say us three, I think we're very transparent with it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have a tendency to think that everyone else has got their stuff together. And I'm like, oh, they can't have any, you know, they just look so together and they're just all booked in and organised.
Is that not that glossy side of Instagram that you're just looking
at?
That
is, yeah.
I always think of it like a duck. They just look so serene, but underneath it's like...
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And you never know what's going on behind closed doors.
No.
Like, I think it's unfair to assume.
But I do like that we're so open about it. And I think that, for me, is part of what makes it easier to deal with. That you're not trying to, like, put on this facade for everyone and be like, no, everything's fine. Like, I think I maybe just overshare all the time now.
Oh, I'm at...
Walked from the car park into work this morning with someone from work and just told her what an awful morning I'd had.
But that's okay.
Yeah, but I don't think she really wanted to know that this morning.
I never know that. You know, when you say, hey, how's it going?
Yeah, right, here I am.
And I will tell people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, sorry, did you just want a polite, yeah, fine, thanks.
But that's quite hard for both of your jobs because you can't go in with a miserable, like you can't,
I always say, like, I am the cabaret.
Yeah.
You know. And my grandma always said that she was a landlady of a pub, and she said when she walked down those stairs, she was
it's
the
like
cabaret.
A role you're playing.
And you don't know who's walking in there and coming up to the bar, but they don't necessarily want that person to be miserable behind it. They're going for their break.
That's exhausting, though.
Mm.
I think that really is.
Yeah, maybe.
One of the issues that I had in the past was that I always had kind of people facing jobs, and it was both a blessing and a curse. So I absorbed other people's energy. So if they were miserable and you're working with people that are miserable and negative, then you'd be a bit like, or I'd be the overcompensator. And then you're like, you come home and you're like, I'm a shell of a woman. Mm. Like, and
I couldn't
sometimes
I do feel like you can almost feed off other energy as well. And if things are high, it does almost lift you out of your mood.
Yeah. I used to say that at my last job. I was always the hype woman. Like, I'd go in and be like, come on, guys. Like, and I'd be able to pick them all up. Some would take longer to pick up than the others. I remember one day being, like, a bit tired, a bit exhausted, emotional. And no one else was that person for me. And I was like, I need you. I need you to be the energy today. And, like, I will come round. Yeah. But everyone was then just getting more vicious in a hole. But... Mm. I don't know. I don't know if it's the time of year thing.
I think it's tough at the minute. It really is. It's getting to that time where, like, it's dark.
All the 3:30 time.
And it's dark. And I'm like, what?
It's very confusing for little children.
Yeah. I'm just like, is it bedtime? No, not for another 5 hours. Like,
mummy, should I be in bed? No. We're still
but I
out.
Think that, and it is like, you know, if we go back to being a bit more like natural and like you meant to follow
like
the light.
Like, would follow the light.
Follow the light.
Yeah. But it is like, and you know, talking about, like, even like nutrition and your food, like you're meant to eat in daylight, you shouldn't be eating when it's dark. Well, I can't have my dinner at 2 p.m.
People,
or maybe it's
because
I'm then meant to be going to bed at 5 and I should have only had two meals and be sleeping for longer, and that's why we're all feeling like this, because
quite possibly
we're not meant to just carry on in the same like rat race that we're always in.
It's a hibernation mode.
Should be. And we're just not hibernating right.
No.
Does anyone want to share like why they're feeling lost? Is it, or if you like lost?
I mean, I don't mind. I don't even know where to start, I guess. I just feel overwhelmed by everything at the moment. I just feel like I'm constantly on like a hamster wheel that just keeps on coming. And I talk about like having time, I guess. So when I took this job, I think in my head I was like, right, I'm not going to be working my weekends. That's going to give me this time all of a sudden. But actually, I still work the same number of days in a week. I probably work more like 4 now, where I was working like 4.5, 5, you know, it was a bit more variable. But actually, those days off, I now go to college.
Which, and that is why you took the job, because you wanted to be able to do the weekend college.
Yeah.
But if you're then doing 4 full days of work, 2 full days of college, a day of revision and going to a clinic,
there's no time. Like, I've just come off like the back of, I have to work 1 weekend in 6. So I think I came off the back of like a 4-day week with a clinic, to work a weekend, to have a 4-day week again with a clinic, to have lectures at a weekend. And I'm like, whoa, when is this time? And I still want to maintain like a somewhat social life. We have this that we do, the podcast. And I want, I don't know, like, not a want, no, like, I do want to go to the gym and I want to do like yoga and Pilates and things. And then there's just other things you have to do, like cook to feed yourself. Yeah. And I just feel like I'm on a constant conveyor belt. I always have my diary on hand and I'm always like, okay, I can fit you in here. There's a day. Like, I just was trying to make like a plan for revision for my exam the beginning of February. And when you start putting work, I'm like, okay, so I get home at 6:15, I'll eat my tea, it'll be 7 o'clock, I could maybe fit in half an hour. But I think that's one of the things, is like, I just have to be like, right, yeah, I can fit in half an hour. Yeah. And you can get,
you don't need
this,
to dedicate a full day to it, because equally that's not always that productive to just revise for a day. It does need to be the snippets here, the snippets there.
Yeah.
And maybe they're harder to plan in into your diary, but you've just got to grab them when they come.
Yeah, and I just feel like it's constantly on the go. But I don't know if that's what everybody's life is like.
Yeah.
Because, like, sometimes, like, I saw someone called into work today and I was like, oh, what are you going to do with yourself today? She's like, I'm just going to sit on the couch and watch TV. And I was like, whoa, people do that. You know when you're just like, wow, I didn't know people still did that as an adult.
You've arrived to my house early tonight. Charlotte's got a key. I was let herself in and I got home. She went, your TV doesn't work. I was like, yeah, it's been like that for a few days. But like, as in, the kids have complained, but I've not once come to watch TV. I think it just needs switching on and off at the plug.
Well, I did do that. But you've got the TV in the other room, haven't you?
Yeah, but I've not watched that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've just, that's not featured in.
Like Monday, classic case. I left the house at 7:05 because I had to drop a card off on my way to work. I drove because I wanted to go to yoga afterwards. So I left work, dashed straight to yoga, had a shower at the gym and walked through the door at 8:15. And I was like, when do we do the other things? Like, when do we do them?
Oh, yeah, that's when you're saying you hadn't even clocked what the episode that we put out on the Tuesday was called. I didn't have a second to even look.
I got up Tuesday morning because I had an assignment at I had an assessed clinic at college. So I wanted to just like make sure I was fully prepped. And the notification came up on my laptop at like 5:55. And I was like, oh, cool. Well done, guys. You've really smashed that one. Like, yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if it's we all are like this or it's, I'm particularly bad. Is it just the world we live in that we've put ourselves on a constant conveyor belt?
Maybe.
I think there's a desire, there's like this pursuit of happiness, of like fulfillment for whatever. And then you're like, but what is happiness? What is driving me here? Why am I pushing myself to this point where I'm like, as you say, the hamster wheel of And I really found that in London, because it just, you could go like a whole day and not talk to anyone. Like, you'd be on like a public transport. You know, it's a really, everyone's head down, just like in the game, just go. Mm. And it was just like, I don't want to live in this society that's ruthless to that extent. And it's exhausting.
I think I felt maybe more lost a couple of years ago. And I feel like I'm coming out the other side of it. Like, I have put so much in place, almost like boundaries in place, ways that I like protect my life to make sure it is like enjoyable and like livable, and that I don't want to be a part of that rat race. And, you know, taking my Tuesday off, when we say like you never just get time for yourself, I'm like, I protect that time quite heavily now.
I think my thing would be, if I gave myself that Tuesday off, I'd be like, oh, well, I've got a Tuesday off now. What can I do with it?
And I think I was like that at the beginning. I was determined to get the Tuesday boyfriend, or I could do the podcast editing. And
yeah. So is that off, the Tuesday boyfriend?
Well, I think I'm very good at just like being like, if that comes along, that's fine. But I don't know. I don't have... I mean, it depends what time of the month it is. Asked me 2 weeks ago and I had a go on Hinge again, but
yeah.
Sent you the picture, didn't I? That I got. Should have come with a warning.
Jesus. Should have come with a warning.
Larissa's on a wholesome family day and
it's a lot.
But no, I do think, yeah, my feeling of lost was probably like working 5 days, looking after my kids, being single, all felt very much like I never, ever just had this time. And I don't mean to myself, and I don't even mean to sit on the sofa and watch TV. Like, that's not what I wanted. But it was just time to stop and breathe. And this Tuesday, I've done my Christmas shopping. The Tuesday before, I don't even know what I did. Maybe went to the gym. Was that when I was recovering? No, I think that was 2 weeks ago.
Well, I don't remember. I
can't remember.
Yeah, but do you know what I mean? Like, they don't have to be big things, but I just get to pick on that day. Or if I do need to book something in, I can book something in on that day. And it just gives me this freedom in my diary.
It's breathing space.
Yeah.
Do you think that for you, you had to take a step back career-wise in order to facilitate...
Such an interesting question.
To, like, facilitate space or...
I think I made that decision quite a while ago. So that I did not want to take on any further responsibilities. So, you know, like get any promotions and take on any like managerial or extra roles. Not to say that they've never almost been like handed to me or offered to me, but when the opportunities come about and people are like, are you interested? I very plainly, I'm just like, no, it doesn't interest me. The money that I would get does not, for me, equate to the extra work that I'd have to do, the extra time I'd have to give up. Like, I'm not driven that much by money. Do I think money makes things easier? Absolutely. Would I love a little bit more? Yes. But I don't want to put my life on hold or, like, feel like I'm putting so much stress and pressure on myself. And I think some people do look at that and go, like, I don't get it. But equally, yeah. I don't want to say judge people, but I look at other people and I'm like, I don't get that. Why do you now want to? Like, a lot of people who only work 4 days then come back 5 days when their kids are a little bit older and have gone to school, and it's like, oh, I can come back now. Or wouldn't ever want to not work 5 days. I'm like, why? That's just a weird, to me, society norm that now you're like, oh, it's because it's called part-time. Yeah. Or because I want to progress, and you can't progress because you work in 4 days. Okay. I've made that choice. So I don't think for me it made the difference. But I think if I wanted to progress and wanted the promotions, yes, it would have affected me career-wise. I don't think I'd have as many opportunities.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
People who progress have to come back and start working the full 5 days, really.
Which is crazy, really.
Charlotte, do you feel like your career path has been driven by people's perception of success? Like, have you ever felt like a pressure to do something because you're like, oh, I don't look like I'm achieving.
Yeah, I feel that quite regularly. Yeah. Like, and it's probably partly a pressure I put on myself. Like, I tell people I had my own business and I sold it, and people think it's like this amazing thing. Like, it was like in the sauna the other week. I was full of bloody men.
I love the sauna and just listening to the guys talk to each other. It's like, and it's like,
I literally call it the Big Dick Energy Club because they get in there and they're like, oh yeah, and one of them was working in marketing and another guy started out on markets and was trying to release a brand of like clothing wear. And then one of them just said to me, oh, what do you do? And I was like, I've just sold a business. They were like, whoa. And I was like, yeah. And it doesn't, I mean, I think at the time people are like, oh, wow, you had a business and you sold it and this. And I'm like, yeah, but actually I made no money working it towards the end.
Yeah.
And like, I didn't have this like massive sale of a business that people think it is. They think it's like the ones you read about in the newspaper where it's like Sweaty Betty gets sold for like 7 million or something. And I'm like, no. And I do feel, I don't want to say like a failure sometimes, but it's a big insecurity for me, what I do as a job. And I think it's almost the fact that like I don't earn lots of money doing it.
Yeah. As in, you think it or other people think like low paid is unsuccessful?
Yeah, I think.
I think that's most people's perception. Because your drive is for money.
And
whose drive is for money?
Society's drive is for money. Not, sorry.
One's drive. Just saying, like, is it like people like you surround yourself with or just like society
so
as a whole?
Even a couple of our friends work quite high up in management. I would say are the career ones of the group. And when I
not us three.
And when I tell them
loser crew.
But when I Charlotte, take us down.
No, but when I tell them kind of like the role I have to undertake is like managing in hospitality, they're like, that's not, they're like, whoa, that's a lot for you to have to undertake for that wage. And I was like, yeah, but that's what's expected of you, just because in your role that gets passed off to admin or that gets passed off to HR.
Delegated all the way. Like,
it's crazy. Like, I was on the tram on the way to college the other day, and it was a dad and daughter. And she obviously worked in retail, and the dad, I don't know what he did. And he was like, why don't you become like a manager on shift or something? She was like, because it's not worth it, because you only get paid £2 an hour. And in theory, you are the manager on shift. And the dad was like, that's not possible to only get £2 an hour extra, because really if the manager wasn't to come in, like, you are undertaking that role. And she's like, yeah that's right, £2 extra an hour, like, it's crazy. And the dad's like, no, I think you're wrong. And I almost wanted to be like, actually,
I love that you just knocked on your leg, like, excuse me,
because like she could tell I was listening in. And I almost wanted to be like, no, she's right, and actually £2 an hour extra.
I was gonna say,
to be
how much
a manager
do you get extra?
Yeah.
70p an hour to be, I'm not classed as a manager on shift. Really, I get frustrated by the title. I get like 70p an hour more to really undertake a manager's role when they're not here.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
And if you mentioned, like, you know, you say that to people who are in, you know, these high paid managerial jobs, they're like, are you actually taking the mic? That is real.
In my previous job, like, health and safety fell on me, like recruitment, any issues with like employment, that all fell on me for...
You're essentially a business owner without the business owner like credentials again.
Yeah.
And I think that's the issue. And it's also the fact that those sorts of roles aren't taken seriously in society. Like,
oh, you work in a shop, like right now I work in a shop, like, oh, you work in a shop. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, but what you don't realize is like, we're a hub of the community. I talk to everybody that comes through that door. I've been there like 8 weeks and people are like, how do you know that about them? Like, how do they know like who you are? And I'm like, because that's my job.
Yeah. I actually speak to them.
Yeah. And I always, like, someone said something and they were like, you're so good at customer service. And I'm like, that's my job.
Yeah.
That's my job.
But
like,
people,
everybody around me should be saying hello to everybody walks through the door.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's, I mean, it's a frustration I have, but then I equally think I'm overqualified for the job.
I mean, yeah, massively so.
But I think it's one of those, like you say, Fern, you can quite happily be like, no, I'm not taking that on. I can't do that.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, I go in and organise them all. Like,
oh no, I'm very, like, this is what I mean. Like, I think this is where I feel it less, maybe, because I am so like, this is my job. This is what I get paid for because I've chosen to be paid for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look at people who've been in their career as long as me and they're way up that ladder being paid way more than me. So don't think I'm going to do their job. I've chosen this and I know why I've chosen it because I don't want the stresses of those roles.
So, I mean, there's some things I'm like, I'm learning to be like, not my problem. But like the other night, the phone rang at 5 o'clock when in the, and I guess we're closed, and I picked it up and I thought nothing of that. And someone was like, why have you picked it up? I'm like, well, it rang. Like, but we're closed. I'm like, but I'm here. Yeah. Like, I'm being paid to be here. Like, I don't get it. You know, when you're just a bit like...
I remember that was an issue at my parents when they had their business.
Yeah.
And they used to have people that would, like, a like 5 to 5, just, like, take the phone off the hook because they didn't want to get on a call because they wanted to leave at 5. But,
that's
like,
so naughty.
You can, like, see the phone records almost. It was, like, a call centre. So you could, like, see the phone records. And I remember them sort of talking about it at home. I don't think they were talking to me. I was just listening. Yeah. But it was like, oh, we're going to have a word with that person because we can see that they just, like... don't pick up the calls.
That's so sneaky.
But equally, I'm like, as that person who's probably being paid not so much, yeah, but I don't want to get on a 15-minute call
but
10 minutes before the end of my day.
So where's the scale? They're not getting paid that much. That's not your parents' fault. Like, that's not, like, whose fault is it that they're not getting paid that much?
It's not that they're not getting paid that much. It's that they're getting paid till 5. So if you stop paying me at 5, I do want to stop doing my job at 5. Like, that is okay. That's a boundary
to put
in place.
So I'm being paid after 5 because I'm there closing the shop.
Yeah, I don't think it was wrong that you answered the
phone. Yeah, and I just was a bit like, oh. And maybe that is an issue I have, is that I'm like, well, I'd always pick it up.
Maybe that comes from having your own business as well, where you're just like, it is all on me and that's okay and I have to take all this stuff on.
Yeah, and I just...
And then you take that into...
I just found it really funny. Me and Charlotte sat in a coffee shop once and we both had like our work hats on and we were like in silence, but we were just...
Oh, you were just watching?
Watching. And then I was like, I can't believe she's not picked up those glasses. And like, I can't believe like they've not come over. Like, how long has it been? How long, you know? And it's just like, we're like, we just need to sit and just enjoy the time. And I was like, that's cold. That's like, that table hasn't been clean. We were just like, this is awful. But you can't, like, not care. Like,
I struggle. So I wish I could be a bit more like you, Fern, and be like, no, that's not my job.
Yeah.
But I really struggle. Like, I find it really hard. And I bumped into an old colleague recently, and he said, he's like, you have very high standards in the workplace. Mm-hmm. And he's like, that's great. But I think you will find it hard to step down. Like, I don't want a manager's role. Like, I don't want that.
But you see everything that is wrong and everything that you
not
would...
wrong, but, like, I would do things differently or, like...
Sorry.
I'm not saying I'm perfect. Like, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I said this as I left my previous job. There's lots of things I don't like to undertake as a manager. Like, I don't like the hard confrontational things that sometimes you need to do.
But then I think because of that, you pick up the slack everywhere else.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't want to tell XYZ they're lazy, so I'll
just do their job. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hey, it happens here. Like, at the job I'm at now, I feel.
I thought you meant here. I was like, who's not? Who? Come on, tell me. Is it me?
No, today I was like, plug that in, do that.
Yeah, I did it today. I had the setup. You got it all set up, though.
But yeah.
All the equipment.
But interestingly, Fern, when you talk about the boundaries you've put in place, like, what are they? Are they things that you, because you just say no to things, or?
At work or in life, generally?
Let's go life.
Okay, life.
Life. Like, my gym routine is very, like, non-negotiable, pretty much.
Mm.
The girls would love it to be a bit more off the cuff. But, you know, I book those classes in 9 days, I think, in advance the timetable comes out. And I like to go, we always go on a Monday because that's yoga and I don't ever want to miss that. Then we go on a Wednesday with the kids. Saturday and Sunday are like my non-negotiables. We book in for those. Tuesday, I pick. Do I go? Do I not? Depending on what I'm doing. I might go to a class. I might just go for a swim. I might just go to the spa. But things like that, they're just... So I don't know if that is a boundary as such, but like I have things that put in place that I know I enjoy or sometimes just need the routine to be there for me. So it's like it's a decision off my mental load because I'm not deciding every day, should I go tonight or should I not? Oh, we're going.
You say that to me all the time, like, just do it now, and then it's like off your plate.
Yeah, you're not having to then think, oh, do I go? It's not a decision I have to make. We go.
Procrastinator.
Yeah. Yeah, whereas I'm just like, no, but book it and it's done. Yeah, I don't know if this is the right thing, like boundaries, but I just have a lot of stuff I do put in place for me. Like, for me, like food prep is massive. I would not go to bed without having my breakfast and lunch prep for the next day of work.
Oh, yeah, I'm like that.
Whereas I know some people turn up at work and they're like, oh, I've got nothing for breakfast or lunch. And I'm like, I couldn't. Like, that's just something, again, because that would, like, throw my day off. I wouldn't then want to go to the shop and spend the money and eat the rubbish. And I'm just like, no, like, I go to bed knowing that my next day's food that I'm going to take to work.
These are almost like your self-care. I suppose it's not self-care because it's essential, but like,
I guess it is.
Like, yeah, it's how I look after myself. It's how I make sure, whether you call it a boundary, self-care, like a non-negotiable, it's those are the things that I've found really help me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't do the one of my kids has a packed lunch. That gets done the night before. Like, there's just certain things.
It has time to make a packed lunch in the morning.
My mum used to.
My mum's... pat lunches she made just the most vile.
But do you have anything that you put in place like that, Larissa? Like,
no, I mean, I would say that it's been really nice to do a podcast because it's the one thing that everyone's like, okay, we will step up for childcare so that you can come and do this.
So it's almost the thing that you feel, is it more that people wouldn't step up or is it more that you feel okay to almost ask for it and be like, this is the podcast and everyone loves it, so you're like, no, this
exactly.
This needs to be done.
It's also because they know that I would be letting you both down, which I think is like a bugbear for me because I'm like, actually, if it was a random Wednesday night and I wanted to go for dinner on my own or to an art class or, you know, whatever random thing it'd be, it'd be like, well, I've got X,
Y, Z. It'd
be
easier for them maybe to say, oh, something's come up, I can't tonight.
Do you really need to? Have you booked a ticket? Whereas now I'm like, so it's something to be honest, I'm not very good at it because I don't want to put on other people.
Yeah.
So I'm terrible at thinking like, oh, someone else has facilitated this for me, so I've got to really make the most of it. And it puts more pressure on me to do stuff. So yeah, I think a part of it is me letting myself down a bit. But I could be more confident.
What,
being like,
by not asking?
Yeah, being like, I need this or... but it's obviously easier now the children are older because I was breastfeeding, so that meant I was quite tethered and then I didn't have the freedom to just go off. And I still have the guilt. I'm looking at the like bloody baby monitors because I'm like, oh, I feel bad that I've not put them to bed, and like they're screaming at the door being like, mummy, take me here. Well, I say screaming, one of them who can speak. I find that really hard because I feel like my job at the moment is mum. So I can't, it's like...
But then again, is that another social pressure? Because you're not working. Yeah. My only job is mum, and therefore I need to be mum 24/7. No one goes to work 24/7.
I know. But that's the thing, but you just can't... I feel like society's like, well, you're just a stay-at-home mum, so...
Just.
No, I know.
But just a stay-at-home.
I think I spoke about Monica Yates before. She says, imagine putting the value of paying someone to be a nanny.
Yeah.
And all the other things you manage within the house, that's actually a huge cost to society. Like, somewhere it's getting, like, it is a cost to that.
Yeah.
Involved. Like, if you went to work and paid for a nanny or childcare, almost someone to do the cooking, because there's an element of that there's not always time for that. If you want other parts of your life, like...
Yeah.
Oh, talking of self-care, that's my beep to say drink more water.
Go on then.
Because it's over there.
But I did nanny for a bit. It's one of my jobs.
Yeah.
And it was like, and it was before I had children. And again, I wasn't a nanny that just showed up and was like, oh, just kind of let the kid play in the corner. I was like, the night before, my husband thought I was absolute crackers. I'd be like, I've planned a treasure hunt, and I'd bought like a book as the reward for the treasure hunt, and I'd like go in and think of the craft things, and if I knew that the family didn't have it, even though the family were just the most incredible family ever, but I'd be like, oh, I've seen that, you know, they'd run out of pom-poms, so I'll go and buy pom-poms and stick, you know, like.
Did you have a little credit card that was theirs?
No, but I'm talking like these are like 50p a pound.
I don't know. I was watching a thing the other day, a TV program. It's a while ago. And it, just these people had like credit card, like the nannies had credit cards that they took like the kids out for milkshakes and stuff.
Oh, they would give, if they said, oh, can you nip to the shops to get something? They would obviously give me money to do that. But it's that thing again. And her mum felt awful. Like she didn't want me there. Like she loved me and we got on really well and like we've met up. I've gone back to London since and our kids like have met and everything. But she didn't want to have a nanny. She just wanted...
But the social pressure for her to go back to work, I imagine. Yeah.
She was like, I'm not going to progress in my job. So I have to go back. And she was like, and she went back part time and she's like, but they're not treating me the same because I'm part time. So she's like, I'm in like this limbo of, why am I bothering? Because I'm missing out on bringing up my children, which I really want to do. I'm missing out on the job promotion.
You're getting the rubbish side of both. Yeah. Of both of the things. Yeah.
And I was just there like, I'm sorry. Like, it's like, what do you say? Yeah. It's like, oh, but you're also employing me. You know, like it was that really weird, we'd crossed that boundary of employment, you friendship. Know, chip. Yeah.
And I just think that's where everything's so wrong sometimes when this success is constantly based on the job you do, how much money you earn, what holidays you go on. I'm like, I think there's more to life than that. And I think that acceptance almost, again, just helps me go, well, no, I don't need to push myself. And like, it was a really big decision for me to go to 4 days. And I remember like talking to my boss about it and crying. No surprises. She was just a bit like, oh, you're really emotional. And I was like, it's a big decision. And as much as I'd already decided at 5 days that I didn't want to take promotions, I don't know why, it was almost like this feeling of even telling my parents, who are lovely and so supportive and supported me all the way in the decision, I was like, even saying it out loud to them, I felt a bit like a failure. Like, I can't even so hack bad. 5 days at work.
Ridiculous, yeah. Isn't it? I know.
You know, they offer so much help and support, and I'm like, and then I'm just going, oh, I just want to earn a bit less money and have a bit more time to myself, and feeling like that's wrong in some ways. Yeah. And now I've got it, I'm like, it's so right.
Yeah. It's so backward. I remember at one point, it doesn't happen so much anymore, but across kind of meeting people for the first time or kind of socializing maybe with my husband's work colleagues or friends of friends or whoever may be, and it was like the first question was like, and what do you do? And I just wanted to be like, say something completely random and obscure, because I just was like, why the beep should it matter?
It's something I never ask people,
yeah,
because I don't think it defines you. And I do it, people ask me and I say, oh, I just work in a coffee shop, or I just work in a like grocery shop, and I always say I just, and I'm like, I shouldn't just be doing like,
as in you're putting like the limiter on what it is you do, you're putting like the downer on it already.
And but one of my favorite follow-ups when people ask me like, what do you do, and I ask back, I'll be like, oh, do you love it? And they go, what? I'm like, oh, do you love your job? And they go, what? I'm like, yeah, do you love your job? Oh, I'm like, oh, because like I love mine most of the time. Like, I get to go, I get to talk to everyone.
Yeah.
I like it. Like, there might be parts of it I don't like, but most of the job I actually like.
Yeah.
And people are just like so thrown off.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about the guy I met one night at Salsa? And I was like, oh, hey. And he's like, oh, I've got a job interview tomorrow. And I was like, oh, right, cool.
Just the man with loads of watches or something.
What's it for? He was like, C-suite. I was like, oh, cool. Is that like Microsoft Office? He's like, he was like, no, it's like a CEO role. I was like, oh, cool. Cool. I don't know what that means.
I was like, I would not have known what that meant.
I only know that because of Mike. But I'd be like, what a tosser.
C-suite. I was like, oh, cool. Is that like Microsoft Office?
Yeah.
It's like, I was like, I'm not from a corporate background.
Oh, but that's when I'm like, that's when you just should have had a red flag. Fern's got a red flag.
Sweet.
But it also is there for
not everyone. You can work there if you want.
That's what you like, but I think people do it because he's like, oh, what?
It's a measure of success.
I've got this watch. And I was like, yeah, I've got a watch too. Does yours beep to tell you to drink water?
Fuck off.
Yeah. You could probably make it. Oh, no. Was it a Rolex or a...
No.
Oh,
We're getting into the ick territory. Why are you telling me about your watch?
Cool. In the sauna. Was he in the sauna at the time?
Oh, God, he'd fit right in the sauna.
Did you say, is your willy really small? It's that thing. It's when people just drop in the car, you know, what car do you drive? What? Sorry?
I always find that so weird when people are like, they'll be like, they won't refer to your watch, or they'll say like, oh, pass me my like Chanel, and I'm like, you mean your bag? Or like, yeah. You know,
bizarre. But you just have to make sure that people have really clocked it.
I don't know, but
yeah, I think we can all tell from this conversation we're not money driven. Although
I mean, obviously you've got to be to an element. Like, I feel like I don't.
I want to live a comfortable life.
Yeah.
Like, I do, but beyond that,
like, I need to be happy doing it. Like,
by not money driven, I mean we couldn't give two Scoobies if someone comes in with a new bag or a, you know, like, it's.
I probably offend them because I hadn't recognised what it was. Like, I'm so far removed from. There's no like, oh, I'm scrolling and hoping that. scrolling and hoping that under the Christmas tree is a Chanel bag. Like, I don't even know if I know what one looked like. And I definitely won't be able to.
It's so funny.
I just remember.
No.
I mean, I can appreciate nice things. Like, I am very much like I appreciate nice things and I buy nice things, but.
But you couldn't care less if someone had them.
No.
Yeah. I'd be like, if that's what you enjoy, I think that's the other thing.
Oh, you mean like it doesn't make me think that they're a better person because they've got these things, yeah.
No, like literally it's like if you choose to spend £3,000 on a bag, you go and enjoy your £3,000 bag, but it doesn't make any difference. It has no bearing on my life. It doesn't make me think, oh, well, they've got it made because they've got that. Because I worked in Harvey Nicks for a year and I could see the, you know, like people were like, living at home, maybe like saving up loads of money, not going out because they were there for spending you know, like there's just not always as like glossy as we say, you're turning up in your new bits and pieces and
most of it's on credit.
We'll have to have a conversation with the girls because we go to a fairly bougie gym, which is, you know, how I choose to spend my money. I don't have lots of it and I choose, because we use it so much, to go to a nice gym because it's the only one that works for me with the kids clubs so that I can actually exercise and it all works. And they were just like, how come there's so many expensive cars in this car park? I was like, well, people who spend a lot of money in the gym, some of them also have enough money to also have a really nice car. And you're talking like, I heard someone in the change room be like, oh, I can't remember if I left it in the Range Rover or the Land Rover. I'm like, great.
But interestingly, like, that they know they're very expensive cars.
I imagine it's from school and other people talking. Like, one of them asked me quite often, like, oh, if you could have any car, like, what would you have? And I'm like, I can't even name one. Like, I don't know. She asked me the other day, if you could have one for every season, what would you have? I was like, she just must be way more interested in cars than I am. So, like, they just spot them. And I think you can see an expensive car. Like, they know a big car, like a big Range Rover.
So funny.
Looks expensive, doesn't it? And when they've got the personalised plates.
Mm.
Oh, I mean, there's just all the little sporty numbers that are always parked in the disabled bay.
Oh, don't.
I'm
just
a parent and child.
Well, I've just got my reply back from Bury Council because I complained to about a taxi driver that was parked in a parent and child that was a private hire via Bury Council. And he lied to the person. I mean, like, he was like, I'd followed it up as a complaint. They got back to me and said he had a child. He had his daughter who had a young child. And I said, well, he clearly didn't have a young child because there was no car seat in the car. So I was like, and if it's a private hire taxi driver, he should be aware of that. And he's therefore transporting them illegally because there's no car seat. But yeah, no,
it's going nowhere, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I still pursued it. Yeah.
It frustrates me. They do it at the gym I go to, and they all park their fancy cars in the parent and child.
Because it's got nice big things, big things so they can open the big doors.
And the disabled. And there's always a note you get on the app that's like, do not park in these spots. And I'm like, I can tell you, like, oh, we're going to revoke your membership. And I'm like, I can tell you who they are. Sometimes I say to them, like, oh, cool kid. A guy was like, what? I was like, oh, in the parent and child.
And then was he mortified?
One day I'm going to get beaten up for doing stuff like that. Because I'm always like, excuse me, if people throw things out the car. If people throw rubbish out the car and I pull up next to them, I'm like, whose job do you think that is to pick that up? And they're like, what? I'm like, I'm going to get beaten up one day.
Yeah, he told me to pee off.
Yeah, it's annoying.
And I was like, the problem is if you don't say anything, then it annoys me as well because I'm like, nothing's going to change, but...
Yeah, he might think again before parking in one of them spaces. Maybe.
No. We care too much.
Yeah. Maybe that's all our issues.
Oh, I'm a chronic overthinker.
Yeah, we're burnt out because we overthink. Well, Fern's like, no, that's not me.
I don't think you are an overthinker like me. No.
I am.
Yeah, I think you're an overthinker like me.
I don't know. Sometimes I also just think, like, I don't have space to overthink anything. Like, I have...
I don't know whether it's that you've always been... I think this is why, from the very start, when we were describing people, as in Charlotte and Fern, I was like, you're always just so kind of, like, steady and calm.
I think I have my emotions, but I have them there and then. And then I move on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how. I don't think it's conscious. I don't know if it's like just something you're born with. I don't know where it comes from, but I don't know if it's always been me. I don't know. I think I've just everything that, you know, where my life's gone, and I think I've actively made choices to try and limit the load. Yeah. Because it's so full, because I have sole responsibility of two children and I have to work to, like, make that happen.
I think it's a bit more you're sure of yourself than maybe me and Larissa are. And I don't want to throw you under the same bus, Larissa. Like.
when you talk to Charlotte, I'm like, I just feel like I'm just hearing myself here.
You know... Yeah, I don't know. Like, I always think, when I think back to things, I think Fern has more of a feminine energy to things than maybe you and I
do. So what's mine?
I think... I can't quite, like, articulate what I'm trying to say, but I don't know if Fern's just a little bit more, self-assured, I think. Because I don't want to say that we're self-doubters.
Oh no, I am.
I mean, I am as well, but I don't want to be like, Larissa, you doubt yourself too much. Whereas...
But I don't think anyone would know.
I had an assessment at college on Tuesday. I didn't sleep properly for 4 days before it. Like, Fern would be nervous about maybe an assessment at work, but you're like, well, it's going to happen. Like, I don't know if you'd lose sleep over it.
I think I used to. I absolutely would really be panicking over stuff if anything was coming up like that. Or, like, say if I've been off with the kids over a holiday and then, like, that, like, day back, I used to not sleep, the night before.
Mm.
No, it's gone now.
Oh, I need it to be gone. Like, I still worry about the job I left, that they tried to do something and found something where I hadn't done the job properly. Or it wasn't to how they would have I don't even work there anymore. And I'm, like, conscious that they found a flaw in me.
Yeah, but maybe my, like, self-assuredness, say if it's to do with work, is because I've essentially done the same role for 8 years. So my role's never changed for me to doubt what I'm doing. I've only sort of got to a point where I'm like, I can say I'm pretty good at my job.
Yeah.
I do it really well. I can do it quite easily. Like, I used to work at night every night, like, prepping for the next day. I don't do that anymore. Like, I know that I can still produce probably way better than what I could produce even 5 years ago. And that changing jobs as well, as in changing where I was working for the same job but at a different place, you know, I've made choices and I've tried to make my life easier every time I make that choice. Like, it takes me a long time to make a decision, I think.
Oh, I debated a pair of dance shoes for 2 years. but even I think with like dating and things, like, you're very adamant that the boyfriend is on a Tuesday.
Yeah, but that's not been forever. I think for a long time I was very much convinced in a way that, like, not that I needed to meet someone, or like, you know, like, I'll meet someone, and like trying to picture my life with someone in this household of like how my kids get on with them. But I always pictured that, and it was like I was always looking for it. Maybe not actively seeking it, as in like I wasn't doing anything to get towards it.
I was scrolling and I was hoping.
Scrolling and hoping. Is that my new catchphrase?
It applies to lots of things.
Yeah, I am very content. I think that's what I am.
Maybe that's
it. I am very content with what I currently have. And like, say, maybe that's feeling self-assured, or is it just contentment? I don't know. But I don't think anything is lacking in my personal life.
It's amazing.
I'm like, wow.
Oh, no, me that. Too. I'm like, even the way like, you say it. I'm
maybe we could.
I don't know, like, what are you, like, personal life, what do you feel is lacking? Or no?
Well, no, I always feel like the thing that I struggle with is that I think it's people's perception of me, like, as well. I think, oh, they think I'm not doing enough. They think that, you know, I also think that I rose tint a lot of things in my head, and I think it will go a certain way, or this is how it's going to be. And it never is. And then that's even more, like, demoralizing, because I've kind of set it up in my head. I've like bigged up a lot of stuff.
But like, can you give me an example? Because I think, again, my life is so routine that I don't have that, because I'm not thinking this is going to happen, because I'm like, I know what's going to happen because I've booked it 9 days ago. Like, I know where I'm going.
I guess maybe because I don't have fulfillment in a job, just as,
oh, I don't have that either.
Well, I mean, like, fulfillment as in, you know what's going to happen. You've got a schedule because you turn up to work and you get there for a certain time, you leave at a certain time.
Yeah.
Then you can do your personal, like, self-care time or whatever it is. I think I kind of rely on other people to maybe facilitate. So I might put pressure on Mike to be like, I'm feeling rubbish, so can you pick up the slack to make me feel better, or to organise something, or like, and it never works out like that. And then I'm always like, I should.
Okay, this makes sense.
Yeah, I should push forward and do some, you know, whatever it may be. It was the same, I think in my head, you think marriage comes with security and, you know, like, extending your family and like, oh, it's so lovely and da 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 da, and it comes with so much more stuff. It's just like a constant like battle of other people's feelings, and, you know,
and I genuinely think that is part of my contentment, because I'm not necessarily seeking anything but a Tuesday boyfriend. And I say it knowing full well that if I actually met someone and started to like them, I wouldn't be content with just them being on a Tuesday. As much as I think I can draw this line and be like, nope, Tuesdays, that's all I've got. I would start, I think, to, if I got feelings, I'd be like, I want to see you more. And I'd become very dependent on them. But I'm so independent. And I talk to other people in relationships, and I just think, you know, when people are talking about their partners and it's like, oh, I just wish they'd pick up the slack. Or I just wish they'd like take this thought, like, I think that of no one. I don't think anyone should be taking anything off my plate. So I live a life of no resentment.
Yeah. But don't you think, you say, yes, I don't want anyone to take things off my plate.
It's not I don't want anyone. I don't expect anyone. I can't even think who I would put that thought onto of wanting someone to just, I don't think, oh, I've come home, my house is still a mess, I know I left it that way. Like, it's me.
Who am I blaming?
It?
Me.
Maybe me and my kids did it, but I don't put anything on them. I'm not saying they don't have to do like either a chore, but I don't think, oh my God, they've made a mess. Like, whereas if I had a partner and I came home and the house was still a mess, I'd be like, oh, it's partly them. As you know, when you're putting that anger on someone else or that frustration, whereas to me, I'm just like, yep, still here.
Yeah.
But is that like, there's like an almost an ebb and flow to it. There would be like that part to it, but there'd be like positives that come with it. So let's say like now you're balanced, like there'd be like other good things they could bring. So obviously like...
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think.
And that's why I still don't say I don't want anyone ever. That's not where I'm at. But I know when I talk to other people and I just hear things and I go, I don't have those feelings because I don't currently have that situation for me to resent someone else for not putting a wash on or for...
Equally.
Not picking up the girls that night.
Equally, I think when... people moan more than they speak joy. I remember thinking this at uni with like one of my friends that was always bitching about her boyfriend. I'm like, well, why is she with him?
Yeah.
But equally, Larissa's the married one here. You never come in. Well, you do occasionally and you'd be like, oh, Mike's done this. Or you don't actually come in and be like, oh, me and Mike, it was nice last night. We just sat on the couch together and just were in each other's company.
Yeah.
It probably happens, and those you're not. We're not see like we're not talking about those as much. Like.
I think mine is more that when you rely on someone else facilitating like your free time or your it builds resentment within a relationship because then you're looking at someone else going, oh, but you can go off and do this and you can go off and do this. But I think I meant more like you rose tint it because as much as you try and. Like, I'll say, oh, I'll do X, Y, Z this year and I'll tick these things off. And then I'm like, oh, well, you've got a very clingy baby or you've got, you know, whatever it is, or you've got health, like me, I'm talking about me personally, you've got health issues or whatever. And then you don't achieve those things. And then I feel like a sense of failure. But I've just put those pressures on myself. And I get those pressures from, I think it is societal pressures. Like I touched on it about the other, like a couple of episodes ago, you know, I don't get on particularly with like a set of in-laws, and then that is like a layer of pressure within a relationship, and trying to maintain, I guess, because maintaining like relationships is all I've got to do at the moment.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like I should be nailing this. I should be like so on top of this.
But I think that's like equally, you can't be accountable for their.
Yeah,
I do as well, like, you know.
Yeah, I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves.
Yeah, like, I'm such a people pleaser. I'm almost like such a yes man.
Yeah.
And as much as I want to be like, no, that doesn't fit for me, I say yes.
We've detoured again.
Oh, we're but good at an old detour.
No, I think we stayed on topic.
Anybody want some good shit only to end the week?
Yes.
Go on. I want to jump on it.
Okay, go on.
Because I'm fresh off the... Yeah.
Jump on it.
I went to Dun & Massey Christmas lights.
Oh.
And it was the cutest thing. I mean, sod the children. I bloody loved it.
Oh, I've always wanted to
tell
go.
Tell me about it, because I...
Oh,
it's spenny. I think that's always put me off. Ooh,
it is expensive, but... It's you can spend as long as you want. It's an entry. We got there at 4:15, so it was just getting dark. It was just beautiful. It was so well curated. The music and
was it like lights to music?
Lights to music. There was one point where it was like bubbles with smoke in the bubbles. So then as you popped the bubbles, it was like
wow.
Lasers at one point. Then there was like torches that were real flames. So it was like a mix. It was like multi-sensory. Nice. Oh. It was dreamy.
I would love to go.
Yeah. It was, I'd say, if it had been raining, because obviously you can't then get even, yeah. I would not have loved that, but it was dry. And then one of Mike's friends had said, oh, there's open fire pits at the end.
Oh, did you toast the marshmallows? I feel like I've seen lots of videos
so
of people toasting
So take your own marshmallows, which is what we did.
I've never seen that you can toast your own marshmallows.
So the marshmallows.
I've only ever seen the archway and people walking through it.
Yeah, so we did that bit, but there's like kind of they're not fire pits but you know like an open thing and £7.50 for 3 marshmallows on a stick. Firstly, they're not vegetarian, so
yeah,
and I was like, I don't want to miss out and this is really lovely, so I went on the way, got my vegan marshmallows, chocolate and like biscuits to make s'mores.
Yes. Bougie.
Yeah. And it was so good. I was like, that's the best hack. Because they don't stop you from using the And we saw loads of people doing it as well, so I didn't feel the shame.
Was it like when you used to smuggle your bag of popcorn into the cinema?
When actually you can't just walk in with it.
Yeah.
Can you? I don't know.
Yeah, I think you can just take it in the cinema.
You can.
Yeah, people
thought it was lovely.
Oh, I would love to go to that.
That's next year. We can all go.
That's why I always think like, oh, I'd like someone to be able to do those things with. But there was a time in my life I would have just gone and done it on my own, and maybe I need to go back to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's a really small one this week, but I was running late to the gym. I was running late to the gym the other day, to a class at the gym, and I drove in the car park and I got a front row spot.
Oh.
So it meant I was bang on time for the class, and I was like,
yes. That would have made my day.
Oh, yeah.
I had it written down in my book because you were on the phone to me.
Yeah, I was on the phone and Fern's like, perfect, good shit only. I was literally like, I'm running so late. I don't know why I was even running late. Yeah, front row spot.
Maybe. Still bust it. My little one. Girls had their parents' evening.
Yeah.
I didn't cry.
Yeah.
And it was a tough one. Like, one's really struggling at the minute, like, just with school in general and in life. And so it was quite, like, a serious conversation. But I don't know if that was what it was, because it felt so, like...
You were like...
Yeah, I had to be dead strong, and I was like, ah. Came out, I was like, look at me.
Nice.
Good parents. Feels like this girl.
Good parents' evening for them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see.
Always. Lovely.
Oh, perfect. Lovely.
Yeah.
Right, let's wrap it up.
Peace out. One.
I was like, what do I normally say? Don't forget to like, subscribe, leave a comment, leave a love heart. Oh, now we're looking on the different portal for... The episode. I'm seeing the comments better on Spotify.
Oh,
so I'm actually seeing the comments more.
Yeah, leave us a comment on Spotify.
Yeah, subscribe, like,
watch on YouTube.
Hit the bell, watch us on YouTube.
Heart us, thumbs up us.
Do all the things.
All of it.
Send you good shit only. I'm sick of having to see positivity in my life.
In my own.
Anyway, peace out.
Bye.